The Columbia Workshop presents Forgotten in the Rain, a drama of present-day Spain by William Merrick.
Fernandez.
Moreno.
Rafael.
Quietly, quietly, for God's sake, quietly. Put out cigarettes.
Manuel.
Margo.
Guide it.
Let go.
Pepe.
Julio.
All done? Good. You have your instructions. Manuel, Hernandez, draw their fire with a burst. Solani, Rafael, Vargas, and Largo, advance under the barrage of Hernandez's fire. Calles, Pedro, Pepe, Julio, and myself go to the left under Manuel's. Ready? Remember, on bellies until 30 yards in front of them. Let go grenades. Retreat slowly. Hernandez and Manuel keep up firing. Cover is the thing. Cover. Remember. And quickly. Thrust and go. Luck to everyone. Ready? Prepare. Let's go.
Immediately to Captain Moreno.
That is all.
A man is no coward, you understand?
I have seen cowards.
Julio was my cousin, sir. He'd be here if the fire had kept up. When it lifted, he was out there alone.
I was there also, you remember?
Italian and Pedro were the best we had. They were friends of mine.
You forget his record. Everyone knows Manuel is no coward. 3 times wounded, 5 times cited for bravery. Volunteered the first day. Does that sound like a coward?
But he broke and ran. They were left alone to die. He ran. They saw him run.
Perhaps he had reasons. His position was untenable.
No more than mine.
Look here, I'm sick of all this. A man is no coward. I give short shrift to cowards. Would you leave him to hide in corners like a scurvy dog? He's been continuously at the front for 13 months. His nerves are screaming wires. No let-up. The drum fire of shells bursting. It beats in your blood after a while, and you can froth at the mouth until your brain goes. All I ask is for you to see him, talk to him. He's no good the way he is. He'll be a mental case. I need him, see? The best gunner I've got. You men know him. You both were with him before the war started. I'm not sentimental. He's the best gunner I've got, understand? And there's such a thing as being human, even in war.
Very good, sir.
Now, this is no order. I'm asking you to do it as men, comrades, not as soldiers. Besides, it's a fact that you...
I don't like this business, Largo.
Nor I. Moreno doesn't seem to realize that Manuel's unbearable now. The way he flies at everyone. As if he has to prove his bravery. He has to remind everyone how brave he is.
Elementary, Largo. Cowardly act on the rebound always takes the form of grotesque bravery.
Proof enough that he ran.
This is the house, isn't it? I tell you, I don't like the job. I'm no good at giving pep talk.
Largo and Hernandez! Oh, how good it is to see you. I'm so happy you came by. Come in, come in.
Maria, you're more beautiful than ever.
Ah, but you're adding weight to Maria.
Oh, you're a beast, Hernandez. Manuel will be so glad to see you both. Manuel, Manuel, guess who's here?
Oh. Hello, Hernandez.
Hello, Manuel.
Largo.
Salud, comrade. How goes it?
We stopped by for a glass of that excellent baño, eh, Manuel, old boy?
Very thoughtful of you.
Oh, Manuel, you greet your friend like this? Oh, sit down, Largo, and you too, my fat friend Hernandez, while I get a pitcher of wine from the cellar.
Well, how goes your leave, Manuel? Good to be home again with Maria and the kid, eh?
Good. How else but good after 13 months? It's a long time, eh? 13 months at one stretch. Longer than either of you, is it not?
Let's have no talk of war. Let's forget war this morning and talk of better things.
For once, Largo, you have a good idea. Let's forget war.
Why not talk of war? What else is there but war? Run from your breath or your heartbeat if you can.
I've some good news for you, Manuel. Staff headquarters has just acquired a Picasso. That should interest you as an artist.
Sure.
We're hanging it in the mess hall.
Picasso. Picasso paints from a safe shelter in Paris. Lush sentiments. Pah! Dabble in blue and aquamarine. Fret about line, effects, colors, philosophies, abstracts. Lovely stuff. Fine business, I say. But listen to me. When death sings in your ears, and the only lines are flaming bullets, the only colors rotting flesh, the only effect fear, why talk of such trivial things as art?
Manuel, you...
Hernandez, you and Largo may consider yourselves very fortunate, for this is the oldest wine in the house. And if it weren't for the fact that it's our Jaime's birthday, I wouldn't be giving it to you now.
Ah, you're an angel, Maria. If you weren't already married...
Where is little Jaime?
Mama, hide me quick. He's coming after me.
Oh, you're a bad boy, Jaime. What do you do to Grandfather?
Give that imp a beating if I lay my hands on him. He pulled my beard when I was sleeping. I'll teach him a thing or two.
Jaime, what a terrible thing to do to poor old Grandfather. Shame on you.
I didn't do it, Jaime. My mama said it.
Come here, Jaime. My, you are getting to be a big boy. How old are you today?
I'm 5.
Have you no wine for me, Maria? Oh, sweet mother of God, I cannot see with my eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes, Grandfather? They were all right last fall.
Oh, his eyes were blinded a little from lime. He was hiding close to a lime shed when a bomb fell.
Yes, but
I could... No more of that now. Let's talk of something else. Look, Hernandez, you and Largo are going to stay for dinner. We have a fine cake and a big rabbit. You'll stay because it's Jaime's birthday, yes?
Oh, it'll be such trouble, Maria.
Oh, nonsense. We'll all be very happy. We'll have a fine time. What do you say to that, Manuel mio?
Yeah, they can stay if they like.
You wouldn't know we were comrades to hear him talk.
My poor Manuel is not well. He's not well.
I'm not well, eh? Not well. What's wrong with me, anyway? Everyone seems to have a fine idea of what's wrong with me. Except myself.
Do I have to die before you pour a little wine my way?
Is there no wine for me, Maria?
But this wine is too strong for you, Grandfather.
Oh, no. It goes to your head.
Give us a little wine.
So that's why you came. So, I see it now. So you came to cheer me up, eh? Well, I don't need cheering up from you, see? You, Largo and Hernandez. If I do, I'll call for soldiers, not amateurs. Wait till you're in the army a while. Where were both of you when it started? Where were you when we were defending Toledo, eh? Where were you two fine birds when they were bombing Madrid? So you came to cheer me up, eh? If I could laugh.
Oh, you do us a grave injustice, Manuel. We're your comrades.
Why are you here? I don't need any cheering up at your hands. Step that through your head.
Oh, come. Let's drink some wine and be gay.
Maria, cannot the old man have a glass on this special occasion? He looks fit to die.
You will give him a glass then. Oh, but not too much.
Let's have a toast. What shall we drink to?
Drink to death.
Ah! Nothing so gloomy as that, Manuel. Drink to Maria's beauty, her charm, her grace.
Yes, to Maria.
Drink to the rains.
Rains? Why drink to the rains, Grandfather?
To the rains that will wash the blood away.
No. We'll drink to Jaime. It's his birthday. To Jaime and the world he will someday inherit.
Oh, Grandfather, you've drunk your wine already.
To Jaime's world. A world of sunshine and light and peace.
Full of butter and bread and health and laughter. Yeah. Here's a drop more. Don't guzzle it so fast.
They lie, Jaime, they lie. They'll give you a world worse than they made themselves. Full of hate and killing and war and blood. They'll pass on a worse world. They'll make a soldier of you, too. They stir up the cup of death for you already.
Keep thy mad mouth shut, you old fool. bad enough to look at you.
Oh, all the same, it is so. Pray for the rains. The rains that walk along the street, seeking out blood to wash away. Forget. Listen to an old man, Jaime. These men, your father, these soldiers who kill, will make one of you. They travel a straight path like sheep in a runway, and there's the crash of an axe at the end.
Will you keep my insane mouth shut? You're frightening the child.
What is Grandfather talking about, Mama? What is he saying?
Hush, Jaime.
Oh, enough of this. Sit down, Manuel. We'll drink in silence.
I told you what would happen if he drank any wine. He's soft in the head to begin with.
Take him in the other room, Maria. There's no peace with his babbling around.
Come, Grandfather. Take a little nap in your chair in front of the window. I shall call you when dinner's ready. Come with you.
Your arms, Holy Mary, I cannot see with my eyes.
Oh, he drives me crazy with his talk.
Your nerves are on edge, Manuel. A little rest will do you good.
Remember, pray for the rain.
Well, there is nothing so real as love, Lago. Except maybe fear. I never knew fear but once. Like a hand in my breast. A nameless terror ahead. Along. Ahead.
Oh, it's hard to say how glad we are to have our Manuel home again. Jaime and I. Oh, we're proud of thee, my Manuel. We have missed thee so much.
Why, Maria, have you no modesty? You forget company?
No. No, I do not forget. Now I only remember there's so little time for love. So little time. What there is cannot be wasted in being modest. Time enough for modesty later. Or never.
Someone once said that eternity was the possession of the fullness of life in one moment. Past, present, and to come.
Men are natural philosophers, Hernandez, and you're no exception. Oh, but there's no time for philosophy either.
Ah, you're not out of school long enough to have learned anything, my little Maria.
You are not of this life, Maria. Your beauty, your wisdom, why, everything about you is timeless, ageless. You are like very old wine.
Oh! How dare you talk like that to me, you scoundrel? I'm barely 23, and yet I've borne only one child. I could...
Come, Maria, darling.
And don't be, Manuel. You're laughing, too. Oh, you're all beat. You're beat.
But he's only joking, beloved. He's only making a joke.
Oh, we're all quite mad, just as Grandfather said. Oh, but Manuel, you're laughing. You're laughing. The first time since you came home. Oh, Largo, I forgive you. I do forgive you.
And I forgive you, madame, with pleasure.
But now, another drink while there is still some left.
Well, while you're all swilling wine, I'll run to the market, for I have to get some more things.
Let me go, Maria.
Oh, of course not, Largo. I'll only take a few moments. You stay and talk to Manuel.
That's a shame to trouble you so.
Not at all. I believe it was luck that brought you here today. Goodbye, Manuel. Don't let the rabbit burn, and keep an eye on Jaime.
Have you no kiss for us, for we who are about to die?
Hey, you're much too ugly to die. Only the brave and beautiful die. Didn't you know that?
Oh, you are lucky, Manuel, to have such a wife. She is a lovely child.
Yes. Yes, then when I saw her in the doorway. Yes, I love her. Yes. Hard. Deep. Like a smash in the ribs.
She loves you so much.
It is difficult to believe. Is there any reason why she shouldn't love me? Am I not worth loving?
What man does not desire to be loved, even to the point of madness?
Stop! Shut up this talk of love.
You're on edge, Manuel. There's no cause for excitement.
Well, perhaps I'm not worth loving. Perhaps
you
not.
Know, tomorrow I'm going to visit my mother in Rony. The first time...
Look! Do they still think I ran? Do they? Tell me, do they?
Listen to him, the little scoundrel. Such conceit.
He's the image of you, Manuel.
At Toledo, we choked back a tank charged with dynamite. With bare hands. Huh? That was something, eh, comrades? Bare hands and tanks. Where were you, lads, then?
Can't we talk of other things?
God, talk, nothing but talk. The old man is right.
They run in packs like hounds in a hunt and bay up many a tree.
Come, Manuel. You're letting...
Up many a bare and fruitless tree.
Jaime, come here. Sit on my knee. There. Tell me now, what would you like to have me get you for your birthday? Something you want very much.
Well, let's see. I guess I would like this. A box of colors.
Ah, Manuel, he would be an artist, too.
You shall have your paint, little cherub. And what else?
Then I would like a soldier gun.
Jaime, go in with Grandfather.
Have you done any painting recently, Manuel?
Look, I want to set you right. Both of you. You think I killed them, don't you? The rest think I killed their friends because I left the post. You do, don't you? Don't you? Answer me. Don't you?
You're absolutely wrong, Manuel. Oh, you shouldn't let it upset you like this. Captain Moreno asks for you. All the other comrades ask for you. There's no question of your bravery. They all know your record.
Well, I did. I did leave the post. You understand? If they died because I left, then I killed them.
You don't know what you're saying, comrade. It's all right for you to...
But not because of what you think. Fear? Yes. But not for that. I can't spout reasons at you. I left because I had to leave. Well, death didn't count. Something forced me. Death? What is death? One gets used to it. But this one...
I tell you, no one doubts your bravery.
It's a lie that I ran. I didn't run. The game was up then, I thought. Why? Because I was being saved for something else. Something else. Do you see what I mean? Oh, what's the use of all this jewel? Pour me some more wine.
You feel better to talk. Yes?
Maria and I had no fancy dreams, sticky with sentiment. We had a little joy. That's all. We had a little joy. Being together, seeing things, sleeping, Jaime, work and freedom.
What times are these? Our times. This year, this day. A wild pulse leaps and throbs under the world's wrist.
Oh, what a simile!
Oh, look, Daddy, look! Look what I got! A butterfly from the window! Oh, pretty, pretty! Look, Largo! Look at my butterfly, Daddy! Look, I got him caught in my hand.
The wine, Manuel.
It's coming from a suburb, long way off.
The first since I've been back.
There's no disputing it, Manuel. This is the best wine I've ever drunk. We have tickets to La Traviata tonight, Manuel. Would you and Maria like to come with us?
The house is nearly sold out.
Everyone sits with his hat on. It's very amusing.
Ah, that wine. Listen to the sound. Sounds like a woman's wail. It's very odd. Another time it'll fill us with terror. No, it actually is reassuring. At least we know what's going on.
Even the approximate location.
I suppose that in time one would even get used to a woman's wail.
In Paris, I hear, they ring every Thursday. No one pays attention.
What shall I do with the butterfly, Daddy? Should I put him in a glass?
Free him. Let him go. Tell me, Jaime, doesn't the siren frighten you?
Oh, no, Daddy. Not anymore. I hear them so often.
Oh, I wish it did. I wish it did frighten you. They must be close. That's the Arago Hill siren. They're close.
I can't see them.
They must be coming with the sun.
From over the sea. They're close. That's the gun placement on Arago Hill.
Can't see. Sun's in my eyes.
Where are they, Manuel, my boy? Are they close? Can you see them? I can't see them.
There they are.
Where?
Over the hill. Squadron. 10. 12. 15. Another squadron. 30. My God. 30. My God.
They're going in formation. Look how the sun catches the silver flash of the bomb.
They're falling off the line. One after another.
They're bombing! They're bombing! Oh, my God, they're bombing the Arago market again!
Manuel, where are you going?
Come, you fool!
Look at the smoke balloons! What pretty colors! Mama can see them. She's closer than I am.
What will we do? What will we do?
I'll the old man in the cellar, Hernandez. Let's go to the market. They'll need help there.
I'll come when I can find an Ebbets. Stay here.
Done in. I'm completely fagged.
Let's leave. There's nothing more to do.
Well, it's so dark. Can't see.
Well, let's go. I haven't heard a cry in more than 2 hours.
It must look as bad as the ones who were hit.
I'm quitting, anyhow.
And Manuel, did you see him?
Not since late afternoon. He didn't recognize me. Bleeding from a million places, grabbing glass with bare hands, clothes and rags. He looked like a beast.
And Maria, do you know any... Did he...
Oh, probably safe. He'd have found her much before this. Let's go.
This, my friend, is a day to remember.
I've never seen such fear. Never this on a battlefield. Cleaner there. Freer.
Many were sick.
Some couldn't talk. Couldn't think.
Like a wet sponge rubbing across a blackboard. Lost their minds.
The end for so many of them.
The beginning for others. That threw a fright into me. I thought they were coming back. It's only thunder.
Thunder. Storm's coming for sure.
Let's stop by Manuel's house and we'll be back. Perhaps Maria will make a pot of coffee to wash up a bit.
They're likely in bed.
I've never seen it so dark. Dark as a grave. Lightning makes it ghostly. Trees like skeletons.
It's safe somehow. Safe and quiet graves.
All the unleashed fury of a vengeful god is nothing in today's little hate-wrought chest.
There's light in their house. Someone's up.
I'm sure it is their house.
Positive. I could find it blind.
I believe it's beginning to rain. I saw it drop.
We'll be there in a few moments.
What is that?
Dog. What an awful sound.
Keep in mind of what happened. They were like broken toys, so sad and unreal and funny.
Lying in crazy positions, like rag dolls.
Many were unhurt. Only had their clothes blown off.
Strange, that is. I can't see how anyone can be close enough to have their clothes blown off and still not be hurt. Yet the place was full of them. One old patriarch with only hobnailed shoes.
There's a little pigeon lying on the sidewalk. It's almost as impressive as anything else. I feel as though...
Oh, I could club that dog. I could beat him, club him. I knew where he is.
It's coming from close to Manuel's house. But they haven't any dog, I'm positive.
Why don't they take him in? Gets in the brain. Beats along the blood. Oh, I could club him if I knew where he was.
And on a night like this...
I'm nervous, shot.
Yeah. You wouldn't think you were soldiers.
We're not. I'm just a fat man in a uniform. Lately an instructor in the humanities. No moon to bay at.
Only the dead to bay for, and they can't hear. Don't care.
Oh, don't joke. This is the house, isn't it?
Yeah. The light's in the kitchen. No answer. Open up, Hernandez, and we'll go in.
Manuel!
Maria!
Hernandez!
Largo! That's very odd. There's a light in the house. No answer. Largo!
There's Manuel. Sitting at the table, there by the light. Wake up, Manuel. It's me, Hernandez. Wake up, man. Wake up there.
Is he hurt, Hernandez?
No. No, he's not hurt.
He's sick. He's not.
No. He's just resting.
Hey, there's the old man sitting on the floor there in the corner. Where's Maria, Grandfather? Where's Maria? Jaime.
Oh, Maria's asleep. In the rain, forgot. It is raining. I can't tell whether it's raining or not. My eyes.
We'll go see, Largo, the front room. What are you staring at the ceiling for, Grandfather? You look like an idiot. Close your mouth.
Close your mouth, you hear me?
Hernandez, come here.
Sweet mother of Christ!
Then the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost.
The child is sleeping under her arm. His tear streaked face in her breast. Should I take him away?
No. Cover them, boy.
Let's get out of here, Hernandez.
Yes.
Rain. Rain. The sun, the blood. The rain. Yes. Forget and forgot.
To the Columbia Workshops production of Forgotten the Rains, a drama of present-day Spain by William Merrick. Again, the workshop is pleased to announce the advent of a new writer. For the play tonight was the first radio work by William Merrick, who has just returned to America after a year in Spain and who wrote Forgotten the Rains especially for the Columbia Workshop. The principals of tonight's cast included Manuel, Stefan Schnabel, Hernandez, Santos Ortega, Largo, Neil O'Malley, Grandfather Edgar Staley, Maria, Ruth York, the boy Jaime, Ronald Liss. The music heard on tonight's program was composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of Brewster Morgan. Next Monday night at this same hour, 10:30 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Columbia Workshop will present the work of another new writer, James Frederick, who has chosen to call his first radio play, Mr. Whipple is Worried, a slightly screwy comedy. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.